This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm speaking with Dan. And Dan, how do you pronounce your last name?
Ferraro.
Ferraro. All right, so what year were you born, and how did you get connected with St. Joan of Arc?
Yeah, I was born in 1968, and I got connected with Joan of Arc, so Father Marty Peter was the pastor at St. Pius the 10th. And he was basically going into retirement, and I had enjoyed, you know, homilies from him and also Father Dave Kuhn, who was an associate pastor there. And I was out to dinner with him, and I said, hey, you know, not that I'm not willing to, you know, try the new priest, but is there any other parish you might recommend? And he said, hey, you ought to try Joan of Arc, because Father Pat Doyle, who's the pastor there, I know he's a good guy. I think you'll get along with him. And he said, they have a 5:30 Sunday night mass. He said that would be good for you as a single guy to kind of go to. He said, because I know sometimes maybe you have trouble getting to the early masses. So, so that's how I got there.
Okay. And what type of things have you been involved with over the years? Are groups or committees or helping out with new members? Or?
Yeah. So I, Father Pat Doyle convinced me to run for parish council once, so that was my first entree into activities, and I didn't win, but it was an interesting experience. That was many, many years ago, and then I got involved. I became an EME Extraordinary Minister of the Eucharist, and then I also have been actively involved over the years with both St. Joan of Arc School, so growing the arts was kind of, it was conceptualized by Mary Pat Sharp and then and the art teacher at the time, and then they had their very first fundraiser event at my house. It was the very first year Father Guy came to the parish, so we did a big gala at my house in Broad Ripple, and then I also have been involved in the French Market.
Okay. All right, so just over the years, your own personal kind of favorite moments, what are some things that really stand out?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously, like most people would say, is French Market, just seeing so many folks, not only from the parish, but just the surrounding neighborhoods, and even just the greater Indianapolis area, coming to that festival, enjoying our beautiful church and the grounds, and, you know, just the loveliness that's presented the whole day, whether it be food, entertainment, camaraderie. That's probably one of my most enjoyable memories. And then I would say the second one would be just St. Joan of Arc School, and just seeing how it's come so long and so far over the years since I've been there, and it's just really considered a premier place for young youth to mold the mind, both intellectually and spiritually.
Okay. And you recently got married and you have a newborn, is that right?
Yep, Dominic Patrick.
And what's your wife's name?
Anne Marie.
All right, so who would be a few people you've been able to work with over the years that you just like to give a little appreciation to?
Yeah, I mean, I would say Melinda Ravelli, first of all. What a just a wonderful person. She's just been there for me throughout my single life, and then now as a married person, so I just have such great admiration and respect for her. So I'd say Melinda Ravelli. I would say Barry and Jamie Pachars are another couple that have just really, you know, I see them at Mass all the time with all their children, and they're just really a, you know, a beaming light of what Catholicism, I think, means, and especially raising children in the Catholic faith. And then I would say Steve Summer and Mary Summer, who are personal friends of mine, and also, again, have just been really great, I guess, role models of, you know, living the Catholic faith out on a daily basis.
All right, and then for somebody new considering going to St. Joan of Arc, how would you describe it just overall?
Oh, welcoming and just, you know, a wonderful place to soak up Jesus Christ.
Okay. All right, well, I really appreciate your time, Dan. I'm going to close
this
out, but just stay on the line for a second.